I want to yap.
There are niggers here.
Hello.
Darkies in the vicinity.
Darkness, everybody. Darkness. Darkness is spreading.
Darkness Hello. Everywhere.
Hello.
The plague.
Welcome to a regular episode.
Hoo-ha.
Always on time and schedule.
No forever. Technical difficulties.
None See, whatsoever.
No technical difficulties. No weeks off. No breaks.
None.
Fuck.
No. Every week with it. Type shit.
Hell yeah.
Nigga.
Man. I'm about to start shooting everything that gets on my nerves. That's what's about to happen. I'm about to just start gunning things
hey,
down.
Hey, y'all. I need y'all to relax.
I'm about to just start gunning shit down, bro. I promise. I'm leaving this part in. I want y'all to know.
What we going through, man?
Niggas is finna get scoped the fuck out.
Niggas is going through something right now.
Like, this is fucking nuts. A lot is taking place in the gaming world, and it's also election time. But I am Smoke Joe Star, aka Smoke Man Joe, aka I do be voice acting sometimes.
You do be.
I do.
Shit lit, man. Shit activates the dopamine in my brain.
Hey.
Yeah.
He's got a natural high. Say no to drugs.
Right. Don't ever do drugs. Say no to drugs and sex. There was a prayer circle last night.
Nice.
And it was like I had to lead the group in prayer.
We got, you know, good influences. You know, I could fall to drugs at any point in time.
Yeah, and
if we don't pray every night.
I don't want Dent or Raina to fall to drugs.
Right.
Or sin.
Facts.
Sex.
Yeah. Like, I don't want that for
I don't even know what that is, but drugs. Yeah, man. It's around the corner.
You're saving yourself for your wedding day, bro.
Facts.
You gotta be the bride of Christ.
Make sure there's enough room for Jesus to be in there.
You must be pure.
So where do I, like, apply to change religions? I ain't finna be a bride of nobody.
You're the bride of your bride.
I'm hitting the fucking transfer portal, man. Like, what Buddha hitting on, man?
Yeah, none of that.
I ain't marrying nobody that's in charge of our religion.
None of that woke entire month of June bullshit over there.
Shit, it's a lot of that going on.
A whole month, though?
God damn it, it's hot out there. Wearing all the goddamn suspenders. Can't find a decent pair of men's warehouse, whatever.
Like the nigga, wingtip shoes and suspenders is off the menu all June, nigga.
you wear,
it's gone.
You
it's
wear some
over.
Suspenders, like, hey, man.
Hey.
Congratulations.
Go ahead and hang that up.
Congratulations, man. I'm happy for you.
Yo, that just, I got something to show you niggas after we're done.
Say less.
But that's crazy following up a conversation about homosexuality, but that, fuck y'all. I love my friends.
It is what it is. I gotta show you.
I gotta show y'all something when we done.
I'm just thinking, I'm like, okay, it's a crazy video.
It is. It's fucking nuts.
I look to my right, and Shane has no clothes on. Where'd your clothes go?
Where your clothes at?
I didn't know it was that kind of party.
My dick is out.
If you get that reference, you a real one.
My dick is out.
Oh, right. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man.
It's out.
I'm a roll, man.
It is out.
On the prowl.
And it is hungry.
Oh, man. Oh, no.
I'm not hard. I'm hungry.
I'm hungry, nigga.
My dick is hungry.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Yeah, that motherfucker parched, nigga.
Gil.
Gil. Wet him up. Hey, John.
Look at that. Hole now. Like, you know that's some free game unisex. Anybody can use that.
I need throat. Where is the throat?
Like a whole comma now. Period. No.
Might put that on a shirt.
You put an exclamation point. You emoted too much.
You've gone too far.
It's just whole now.
Whole now.
That's the expectation.
Yeah, I'm going to put that out. I need y'all to cop that. I need y'all to cop the whole now t-shirt.
Whole comma whole now. Period.
Now. I'm going to put it in that fucking 70s font too.
I was about to say, you should put it in like Times New Roman italicized.
Yes, sir.
I put that shit in Vivaldi.
That shit's going to be in somebody call out post trying to emulate the feeling.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, and it just says whole comma now.
Now.
With a period at the end to emphasize that he wasn't joking.
My God. My fucking
Freak
God.
Freak Bull Monster.
He's a genius. Freak Bull Clothing. Freak Bull Fabrics, nigga.
FBF. Freak Bull Fabrics,
we bring in the fucking culture back.
Yeah,
the
man.
Fucking fall
we
line.
Got brand Bruh. Name clothes for niggas, fabrics. Man. Freak Bull Fabrics.
The fall collection. The fall 2024 collection from Freak Bull Fabrics. Oh, shit.
When you just need to violate just right.
When you need to violate consensually.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, man.
You know, so we don't condone non-consensual activities unless consent is involved.
Put consensually in parentheses underneath.
Don't now consensually.
Yeah.
Preferably is wild.
Like
shit
got
crazy.
Like extreme level nasty.
Like
that
bro, I was trying to make a joke. I did not mean it the way I said it. Preferably is fucking nuts because it implies I would like to have it this way. But I'll take it the other way. Take it is also crazy.
Hey kids. If it's not enthusiastic,
it
don't do it.
Easy way or the hard way.
Yeah.
Yep.
No. Mm. No. No.
Nah. Yeah. Nah. I'ma do my own thing.
Nah.
Yeah. I like you and I want you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My hand just holds out. The ideas are flowing, man. But
yeah,
no,
man.
John, my bad.
Bro. Joe Nathan.
No, I have nothing to add. It's John and I'm here and happy Halloween.
Yeah.
Early.
Halloween.
Hello guap.
Hello, Guan. Hello, Guan.
And now scoops of guacamole this year.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hey.
If it's properly refrigerated, I will show up in a Wario costume.
Been out since last Tuesday.
Never mind.
Just a bowl of guacamole.
That shit
standing right by the
That
mailbox.
Shit brown as me.
That's all I got.
That's poison
bring
right
your
there.
Own BYOC. Bring your own chips.
No, I don't think I will.
Sour cream and cheddar ruffles with guacamole is an A1 combo.
That's sound fire,
nigga,
actually.
That shit is gasoline.
Like,
fuck around and get some of that five-layer dip, nigga.
Hey, five-layer dip go crazy.
Over with.
I'm never too good for the five-layer dip.
Hell no.
Whenever I make like taco shit and I just got a lot left, I'm like, let's layer this bitch up. And I'm going to scoop this bitch out with some
Ooh.
Assortment of corn chips.
Tostitos.
But I'll go ahead and intro. What's up, everyone? I'm DJ Cobra. I play music sometimes. And there it is.
Nice, bro.
Right.
Nice.
Yes, sir. I may occasionally let out a random racial slur, but you know, it is what it is.
It's
we out there.
Honky. It is election time. If you haven't been bombarded with random calls and text messages.
I voted the first day of early voting, and
second
these bitch ass niggas are still texting me.
Nigga, it's insane. Like, motherfucker, I got a text talking about we're gonna have a Trump party.
Ew.
I don't even know. Like, I've been voting blue since 08.
Like, what the fuck is a Trump party? I've never been invited to like an Obama or a Biden party.
It sounds like a Diddy party.
But
like,
but
you know,
political?
In white. Oh, yeah, there you go. Political.
Political.
You know, like, goddamn, make America great again.
It's just gonna be a whole, but man, I don't want to go to a Trump party, dog.
This is Sarah, a volunteer with When We All Vote. It's voting season, and your neighbors are hosting a party at the polls.
You know, the funny part is,
I want to go.
Yeah, I'm actually part of like a voter initiative this year.
Nice.
Doing the DJ at the poll shit.
Nice.
Like, if you know any DJs in the state that you're in, they have most likely booked a gig or two to encourage people to go vote.
Never heard
of them. I don't know none. I don't know four.
I don't know nothing. That's why
Five. Forgot. Five. It's only one that matters, though. It's my nigga.
What?
But yeah, man, like if you care enough. If you don't care enough, care more. Go out there and vote, man. Get that shit done.
Roll with whatever your conscience is telling you to do.
Do not go on election day because your punk ass will be there for 2 hours and there's gonna be errors.
Yeah.
Your punk ass will be there for 2 hours and there are going to be errors.
It is better to knock it out on you out in the street, you driving somewhere, it's like, oh yeah, I ain't voted. And you just take your ass to a polling place.
Take care of it.
And submit your candidate of choice into the ballot box. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Do your part.
Please.
Thumbs up. Like I'm holding up the hardest thumbs up.
I see it.
That's real, man.
Yeah,
guys.
All right. Now the boring shit's out of the fucking way. Nintendo wildin' again.
Nintendo dropped a DSP. Like to shadow drop a Spotify competitor.
Niggas think they Jay-Z.
It's insane.
Niggas think they Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I'm not gonna lie, Tidal gets my money only because it has the DJ function. I can actually pull songs from that DSP and play them in the Serato. Exactly.
That's 100% worth
it. I'm not going to be able to pull Nintendo songs from their interface.
Nope.
But I get to use it only because, you know, I got the online shit.
And I mean, first of all, if you've been alive long enough to have been on the internet during the advent of shit like Napster, LimeWire, BearShare, or any other
fucking
music
BearShare.
Yeah.
Woo!
Or any other music burning system.
Mm-hmm.
Or YouTube to MP3 converter.
Yeah, man.
Like you've had all the songs you care about for decades at this point. Like this is a dumbass decision. And it just, I've said it, I've been saying it since we started this fucking podcast. Nintendo is the Apple of the gaming industry. Niggas came out with an alarm clock. and Nintendapple music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man.
Like, who the fuck, it better come free with the Switch Online service. But like, even if it don't, because there's gonna be a tier for people who don't have it. That's just the way that like digital music sites work.
And it's only like about 4 or 5 albums on that motherfucker, man. Ain't no Super Mario World. Like they got like a mixture of like NES and Switch fucking soundtracks.
Yeah, it's just a whole middle piece cut out. And even then, like I don't know if y'all would even have like the old songs for like discontinued services or products.
Exactly.
Because like the internet settings music for the 3DS is a fucking banger.
But of course they're not gonna have that. But I feel like they might have a suggestion box. That way they can rob us better.
Yeah.
Like, hey, yeah, man, yeah, what songs you wanna hear? You wanna hear the
Nintendo Music Plus. Get fucked, idiot. Get absolutely fucked.
It's ridiculous.
Are you looking to see if there's a plus?
Oh, no. I saw another tweet about, like, Black Ops. And apparently, this is the biggest Call of Duty release ever, according to Microsoft.
Dude, that's, like, every fucking year. Like, y'all say that. Like, that's not a selling point. We don't care.
The funny part is that's just on Game Pass.
Yeah.
So, it's like, they can inflate whatever numbers they need to inflate there.
Who gonna check them? Everybody that has Game Pass, even if you don't buy Call of Duty, you bought Call of Duty. You bought that. You're included in that number.
Hey, listen.
You're included in that number.
That's where I got it. I got Game Pass. So
you're included in that number.
I got some people to shoot when I get home. I'm part of the problem.
Oh, my God. But like that, it.
It's, I mean, it's ridiculous when you think about like the alarm clock, for instance.
Yeah.
Like,
I feel like that shit goes hand in hand, high key.
When was the last time you bought an alarm clock?
What, in like 2006?
Yeah, probably yeah. that.
Like, I
probably earlier, because like phones had alarms on them by then.
You're not wrong.
Right.
I want to say maybe about from 2003, 2006, because like after that point, I started getting smart enough phones to where they had alarms, and then once I got my iPhone, it's just been up ever since.
Yeah, I mean, you've been able to set whatever you want as your alarm ringtone or tone or whatever.
Facts.
Forever. So, yeah. And so we've been able to download Nintendo music forever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've had alarm clocks on our phones forever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We've been able to put Nintendo music on our phones forever.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And set whatever we want to as our alarm clock sound forever.
Yeah, you know what?
Where does Nintendo think they're going to just slip in a fucking... Like, how much was that goddamn thing?
Well, like, Switch Online for one person, I think, is like 20.
No, I'm talking about the alarm clock.
Oh, the alarm...
Like, Hundo?
Yeah, I was about to say, I think that shit's like $99.
$100. For a Nintendo brand. Alarm. You're paying for the brand that's on there, but that's all their things.
Somebody stupid ass got it.
Oh yeah,
I know they do.
Oh yeah, they got it right by their pop figures.
Yeah. Oh man, don't do that. I like pop figures.
I know.
Don't do that, man.
You know
I'm not gonna lie.
Criticism that applies to you is never about you.
Yeah.
I would say honestly, if I had just a crazy extra $100, I probably would have just threw it at it for the novelty.
I can't. Like even with the like, brother, I consider myself a shill. Yeah. For Sonic, and even there's some shit that I'm just like, man, I'm not fucking buying that. like, if they came out with a Sonic alarm clock or a Sonic egg warmer, I'm not buying that, nigga.
I'm like, that clock, I probably would have put it right next to the pops. Not like John said, high key. Like I say, like,
before. An Eggman egg maker?
Nah.
Yeah. Actually,
even if it's like an egg base?
That's a layup right
they
there.
They have a Sonic waffle maker. Just thought about that.
Oh.
And the fucking thermos. They're buying that shit. Nigga.
You don't want to put blueberry...
No.
No blueberry syrup on your Sonic muffin?
No.
You don't want to make a blue waffle?
No.
With Sonic?
blue waffle.
No.
That's a real throwback.
On the topic of like incredibly game selling incredibly well, Sonic Shadow Generations hit 1 mil on public release. Hit 1 mil. That's not even counting the pre-orders.
Numbers gonna continue going up. Yeah. They put an original Shadow anything aside from like that DLC.
Yeah.
Shit gonna sell like fucking crack.
That nigga he gonna be in Frontiers too. That nigga a full moveset. Mm. That motherfucker is going to be in Frontiers too.
That's gonna be fire.
Yeah, gas. I'm never playing Sonic. Like, I'm just never playing him, bro. Like, there's no fucking point.
They gave us the dream drop distance shit. That's gonna be crazy.
Woo, boy, please. So yeah, Sega is continuing to cook. And
Metaphor.
Metaphor with Fantasia did crazy numbers.
Best JRPG probably for a while. Like, that is Atlas's magnum opus right there.
I haven't gotten it yet. I might get it. I don't know. I'm not like...
It's not,
I like JRPGs, but I'm not like I have to buy every single one.
No, I dig. Yeah. First of all, it's a time sink, especially with the jobs that we work and shit, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's a little hard to kind of bang those out in like a week or so.
Yeah. Monster Hunter.
Play that.
Day one.
Nigga.
Day one.
It's like the shit that I liked from... movement-wise in Dragon's Dogma 2. Mm-hmm. Kind of translated over there. You know, I'm like, we back.
Yeah. Like
we are so fucking back.
Which
guys.
Is crazy because like World and Iceborne were really fucking good.
Yes, they were.
And
I didn't care for the guided land shit, but for the most part, the gameplay loop and experience was fire.
Yeah. It's amazing, especially with your homies. Like,
we back.
So yeah, like the theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Sega's been on a run.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's been another company that has been on not so much of that same run.
Mm-hmm.
And that same company was also the reason that Sega left the hardware business. And now that Sega's bringing back all of their old franchises like Crazy Taxi and Jet Set and Golden Axe.
Yes, sir.
And Shinobi and Streets of Rage came back and Sonic's doing numbers.
Yep.
I think it's karmic that Sega make a hardware again.
I also see they probably see Microsoft as food.
Yeah. It's like, because now we can kind of like the same shit. The same shit you niggas did.
Mm-hmm.
Like we can look at like y'all's, you know, your hardware, but not only your hardware, but how you how the infrastructure ran that kept like people talking about the brand, even though y'all niggas never won a generation. There's very loyal buzz around the brand. It really is. It always has been.
Yeah.
But like, if there was ever a time to put the final nail in the coffin, it's gonna be in the next 2 years. That's real. Because Game Pass is on PC, I can do the same shit at higher resolutions with free internet. There's literally no reason for me to own that console because everything y'all drop on it hits Game Pass.
It is literally.
It
is an oversized Roku in my living room.
Yeah, like there's literally no reason for you to have it. But if the fucking IPs are all over the place, bro, we don't know what the fuck's going to happen with Halo. Nobody really gives a shit about Gears for real. The Fable. Sequel or remake?
Remake.
Came out.
Reboot.
That shit failed.
It's not out yet. But no, it's not.
Wasn't that one like in 2018?
No, trust me. I would have told you.
I swear that shit dropped in 2018.
Nah, like they might have dropped like a clue about it, but like we haven't got to touch that one yet.
Oh no, that was Fable 2. That was Fable 2 that came out like mad late.
Like Fable 2 and 3.
Yeah.
Oh, see, yeah. Fable Remastered. Okay. Yeah, we bet. They gave it a Halo treatment. And forgot about that.
Like, y'all have, like, no. What the fuck did they used to call that shit? No killer app.
They have no identity.
Like, yeah, you really don't. Like, y'all. TV. I will
That shit so many times, you cast a spell on them niggas.
Bro, I will always go back to the 2013 Xbox One
as a fucking show.
Yeah, you like, couldn't do shit with it as a show, nigga.
Like, it's cooked. Like, on Paramount Plus, I was supposed to be like a thing that like got people to get that shit.
Nope.
No, sir.
Nah.
Only reason I got it is for like the fucking bundles and shit. Like, they be having crazy coupons. Mm. Where I pay like $1 per month for that shit. Like, you should look into that.
Might just, brother.
Like, the new Damon Wayans show is on there. The fucking Papa's House.
Oh, sweet.
It was okay. Like, it feels like modern day My Wife and Kids, just in tone and in direction, but it's a Wayans production.
Right.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't think that would be too terrible. I like that shit. But, yeah, there's no fucking identity anymore featuring dogs because somebody closed the door.
It used to be they were edgy and they were for adults, but Sony took like lapped them on that. You know, they gave us The Last of Us, they gave us Uncharted, Infamous, fucking Horizon, like all types of shits that does appeal to adults without having to be like that 2000s edgy attached to it.
Yeah, it was quality products.
Mm-hmm.
And I said at the same time, Microsoft leaned too hard on being different. Like initially, like they,
because like Sega did shades of that, but they never went all the way hard.
Right.
They remember at the end of the day, we are selling fun experiences and games to people.
Like the software, that's a lesson that I don't think Microsoft ever learned, is that the software sells the hardware and not the other way around.
Like, bro, you can have the strongest fucking fake computer all day, but if I ain't got a game to play on that motherfucker that I care about, I have no reason to get one.
Right. And like,
For real.
Again, y'all kind of killed any goodwill at the start of the generation.
Mm-hmm.
With the fucking 1984-esque control interface. It's always got to be on.
Oh, yeah.
The Kinect has to always be connected.
Good times.
Always
you
watching.
Can't share any games.
Yep.
Now they don't even have a Kinect anymore. Yeah, like, they had teams dedicated to making games for that shit.
And
that no longer exists.
That's the other facet of it that I'm always telling people about.
Uh-huh.
Xbox is a studio killer.
Yes, they are.
Like, these niggas bought Rare at, like, the height of Rare's fucking existence.
Yeah.
Like, these niggas put out nothing but bangers for Nintendo. Get to y'all, the first four games are absolute ass.
Y'all are Kinect machine and then, now. Yeah, congratulations.
And then you get relegated to making Kinect software. Mm-hmm. Then the fucking Kinect dies.
Yep.
So now we just... Now what?
Y'all just holding IPs.
Right.
Wasting them.
Bought up all these fucking studios.
They're making
a
Perfect
ago.
Dark, but I'm sure that bitch come out man. Like, what, 2029?
Yeah.
Now, you have your Rare replays. You better enjoy that if you want to get your Xbox played, grabbed by the fucking ghoulies.
Banjo-Kazooie nuts and or bolts.
Ew!
Shut the fuck up, man.
Ew!
Gross.
I got these cheeseburgers, man.
Ew!
Bro, next time we hang out, can we please?
Yeah.
Can we?
It's only right. I ain't watched it in like so long. Fucking don't be a menace.
Oh my god.
Like,
well,
we talking about Wayne's greatness.
Yeah. Apparently these niggas are coming back to the Scary Movie franchise.
Or they're taking back what was theirs. Like, the Weinstein nigga was like, you know what?
Here.
I'm going to replace you with the Airplane Man.
Yeah,
and to be fair, Scary Movie 3 wasn't bad, but it was a notable change of pace.
Yeah,
it was four and beyond where they started fucking up, for real. Yeah.
That's when they started making all the different ones, like Hero Movie and all
that
other shit.
Mm-hmm. Like, oh yeah, we could parody everything. Yeah, date movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That, like, Kim Kardashian was in like one of them.
Wasn't it that one?
Might have been Disaster Movie. Yeah, Disaster Movie. Disaster I ain't watched that, but I remember. I'm like, what? I'm like, bitch, you act?
She no.
She's a mattress.
Oh my god.
Dude.
Yeah, I'm in a movie.
She
that's
shows
not
up
with Ray J. Yeah.
And the cameras are recording. Oh, Diddy's kids tried to jump Ray J.
Nice.
Did you see that?
No,
nice.
Pause.
I want you to guess who broke that fight up.
Orlando Brown?
Close. Chris Brown. You were so close. You were a Chris away. You were that close. You know it's bad. With Chris Brown, of all people,
if Chris,
trying to break up a fight.
If Chris, my bad, Briss Brown, trying to break up a fight. What are we doing?
And they showed all, he was Jonathan Majors. Whoa!
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 Hold on now, young black brothers.
Well, he fixes rag. Now, listen here, gentlemen.
Nigga started singing.
Don't go down the path that I did.
Started singing the Gang Banging Redux. Gang Banging 2024 by Christopher Brown.
This nigga did a four momentum backflip to stop these niggas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop.
Stop.
Think about it.
Gang Banging.
Nah, he needs to take these fists from
gang
me, man.
Banging.
Like, he gotta take that.
Yeah. He started crumping while he's talking to niggas, just start crumping for no reason. What are you doing?
I don't know why homie tried to bang on me like that anyway, but shout out to my gay niggas.
Please shut the hell up.
I don't know why homie tripping like that, trying to snatch me out the core.
Snatch me out the core, homie.
Snatch me out the car.
Damn, homies.
I wish Brandy would call me back. I miss her.
That's insane. That's fucking nuts, bro. God,
man. Like, Ray J has been famous for a long time with very little to show for what he does.
Yeah.
Aside from one wish and a couple of appearances and shows that got canceled very, very, very quickly after he joined them.
And oddly enough, like one scandal.
Which turned into like monetary gain for all
like,
parties
that's,
involved.
That's pretty fucking nuts.
He blamed himself for the OnlyFans boom. It's like, you know, like these girls out here, they wouldn't even be considering no OnlyFans if I never had sex with that Kardashian on camera, cuz.
Well, I guess you can sleep well tonight.
Whatever. You don't care.
Launch careers for OnlyFans.
You don't care.
You don't fucking care, dog.
Freak bull. You probably had parties too. I will say that rant against Fabulous is still fucking funny.
extreme, like, hey, trigger warning if you decide to Google that shit. Some very colorful language there.
Incredibly
that you might not approve of.
Viewer discretion is advised.
By the way, I don't want y'all coming back to either Patreon or whatever, wherever we post this, being like, hey, man, DJ Carver told me to go watch this and I was triggered. No.
No. We gave out the warning.
The warning is there. The warning. Niggle.
You gotta listen. You have to listen.
I got an indoor pool. I got an outdoor pool.
Shut. Man. Man, shut the
fuck up.
That's
back when he was cool with Floyd Mayweather. Ah, yes. Chris Brown, but the one that actually boxed for it, you know.
I'm Floyd Mayweather. And I,
if you could read one page out of a Harry Potter book, nigga. Man, what else is happening, man? What are we streaming on the Nintendo app, man?
Ain't streaming shit.
I'm gonna play the Pokemon Scarlet shit.
Not streaming shit, brother.
I'm gonna play that soundtrack on the way home. Listen, yeah.
Every time since around this nigga, it's water resistant. Go get a paper towel for cool. I crash, nigga.
The stunned disbelief in his face.
I'm just like, huh? Oh shit! It went over the fucking laptop. I forgot what we were saying.
Something about how you've been always dying to stream the Punch Out soundtrack.
Nah.
With your wife on a romantic evening.
Nah, man.
You've just been dying to hear the fucking. Bubble NES.
Listen,
you don't want to sing Nigga Stole My Bike.
Every song that I wanted from a Nintendo
Nigga Stole
game
My Bike
since 2004.
Nigga Stole My Bike.
There's not one that I don't have. I also have YouTube Music.
Nigga Stole My Bike.
Which gives you access to all of YouTube.
Yeah.
So if there's not a song on streaming or I don't have it, I just type it into YouTube Music and it'll pull up a video with that song on it. I'm not using your fucking app, Nintendo. I'm not using that shit.
I think, like,
I'm not doing it.
You made, like, we've talked about it before about how, like, Xbox was, like, designed and basically made just to take up a space in the market. It wasn't necessarily built to be profitable. Mm-hmm. It was designed to. That's what I think Nintendo's doing. Like, they just
taking up a space.
They just want to be there to say, like, oh,
I have a
deeper.
You want
to stream? You like Nintendo Music that much? You can just stream it on our app.
I have a darker realization. I feel like Nintendo's probably fucking these artists when it comes to credits. Because if we just stream it on our own platform, we don't have to pay these people. Like, and I think that's what's going on with, like, Namco, Sega, everybody that has their shit on real streaming. It's like, it's on our shit, so we don't gotta do nothing. True. All we get is just time and pure profit, and we're taking shit away from niggas that, you know, got their shit on streaming platforms.
Yeah.
But we will see.
Yeah, we'll see. It's gonna be, I wonder if we'll be able to find out, like, how many downloads. I'm sure Nintendo's numbers are gonna be inflated.
Yeah.
Like, if they report it themselves, there's not like there's gonna be an E3 or anything that will see.
Bro, they're gonna count every fucking Nintendo Online subscriber.
They're gonna give themselves platinum plaques. It's gonna be so nasty. Yeah, hey, RIAA, I need y'all to hook us up. Hey, we got such and such amount of plays.
Nah, man.
All right. We gonna send a bunch of Splatooners y'all way. Y'all finna get inked.
Splatooners.
Y'all finna get inked tonight.
Splatooners.
That
is
a Nintendo slur.
Crazy. Why does that
first
sound?
First, we send the Splatooners first. We don't want to send the Smashers after you. No, your kids may be in danger.
He's not wrong. He's just not wrong, man. Like, he just isn't.
He's factual.
They send them
actual and factual.
They send them top Smash players over there, man. Hey, it's not good.
Oh, yeah. You can smell them coming a mile away.
Niggas with the non-existent fade.
What's that smell?
What the fuck is that smell?
What the fuck
is that smell?
That smelly smell that smells.
It smells like chips and lack of deodorant.
Anchovies.
Chips is crazy.
Oh my god. Is it a Yu-Gi-Oh player? Oh nah. Oh my god, it's a Smash player. There's all of our female employees, like they've fainted. This is not good.
They fainted and in no good way.
You just see, like, in the cartoons, that green cloud just slowly seep in.
We're being attacked!
Underneath the door crack.
Biological warfare. I knew it. I knew one day that Nintendo would come for us.
They're gonna get us.
Oh, yeah.
We're gonna die!
Like, man. Nintendo, just put your shit on streaming like a regular fucking company.
Right. Everybody else does it.
I think even Disney does it, doesn't they?
Pretty sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Even if they don't, they aren't. Disney's not going around copyright striking niggas that upload those songs.
Right.
Because they aren't. You can't listen to them anywhere the fuck else.
I'm telling you. Like, I feel it in my bones that they are not paying the people that made these fucking songs by having them on their own platform. Like, they robbing niggas.
Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't be the first, like, dirty ass thing a game corporation did to their
won't be the
creators.
Last. Shout out to Microsoft.
It's crunch time, folks. We gotta get this.
Hey, we out. Are we in Q4 or are we moving into Q4?
We should be in it, right?
I think we're moving into it.
You know what I'm saying?
That shit starts
Q4 coming up, man. Niggas, like Rick Ross said, man, niggas coming up to you with them end of year plays, man. Gotta use your guts. They're gonna try to get you tricked up out of here. They got these desperate ass plays, and they're gonna come to you with them. Use your gut. It's a Ponzi.
Like, nigga, you're not gonna hit on FanDuel.
Nah, seriously though. Like, you see niggas coming at you with like exorbitant amounts of plays. Don't do it.
Do not do.
Like that shiesty cousin you ain't heard from. And you got that message sitting in your message request. Don't do it.
Hey, cuz.
Block him.
Long time, no talk. Block.
I block one of my cousins like that. I'm like, we don't even have the familial relationship to where you should even be thinking about asking me for money. But you do it every time we talk. Hey, man, I need it for my probation. I just blocked him.
I need it for my probation.
I'm like, you're going to jail. Sorry. I don't fucking care. I don't know you. Oh, well.
That nigga channeled the white man, bro. That's funny as shit.
Oh, well.
That nigga said, you're going to jail. Sorry. Sorry. You're going to jail. Sorry.
Guard your booty hole.
Nigga.
Sorry.
Or do what you got to do to survive, man. You might got to suck some dicks. I don't know.
Penitentiary.
Do some push-ups.
You might get traded for a pack of cigarettes, but
penitentiary.
Don't do drugs.
Penitentiary.
Penitentiary.
That's all I got, man.
Yeah, man.
That's all I fucking got. See y'all on the Patreon, man.
Hey.
Fuck with y'all next week.